Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love holiday movies and non-holiday movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and my guests today are a couple of returning champs and a first-timer that we're excited to have on the show. They are Jenny Johnson, Kenise Mobley, and Martha Kelly. Hello.
What up?
Hi.
Hi. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. That means our first guest I'm going to mention today is our new guest, first time on the show. Excited to have her. It's Jenny Johnson, everybody. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, hey. What's happening, Doug? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I've been enjoying your tweets about Marvel films. You decided to watch all the Marvel movies and tweet about it.
Yes, I got myself a little writing job with GQ, and I had never seen any of the Marvel movies. So they asked me if I would watch every single one of them and then leave comedy commentary and live tweet them. So that's what I've been doing. And it's it's been a journey. I didn't realize each of these movies were like 3 hours long.
They tend to be a little long and not, you know, always worthy of that length, but at least you can, you probably do other things during the closing credits. You don't really have to sit through those, do you?
No, well, I have to pause like frequently because I'm writing. Like I have to
write.
You know, so it's like a 3 hour movie takes me 6 hours to watch because I can't.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, so it's a full day. Like, and the one Saturday a few weeks ago when I finally wrapped them up and I did Infinity Wars and Endgame in the same day.
Yeah.
I mean, I started at like 8 a.m. and I think I finished at like 11 at night, and I was a wreck. I was like emotionally wrecked. I'm like, I was gutted over this movie. I got so invested in watching all of those movies and all the characters. Some were not my favorite, but.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is it's quite a roller coaster, but to do it all, like to binge watch, you know, how many movies is it? Now,
well, I mean, I watched like 11 years of movies in like 4 months. It was like 4 months.
Do you have an absolute favorite, or is that too hard to pick?
Thor Ragnarok, I thought was the greatest one. That was my
favorite.
That's
a fantastic choice. Well done.
I thought that one beginning to end was just pound for pound. That was the best one. I was so fucking pumped, like right at the beginning, like the very beginning when they started playing Led Zeppelin. Immigrant Song, and I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. I was so psyched. Like, this is the greatest movie. I really did love Endgame. I mean, it was like more wrapping it all up, but I thought Thor Ragnarok was the best one. That was my favorite.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement there. It's if not my favorite, it's way up there because it really does hit all the right, you know, things that all the movies should try to achieve. But it's you know, it's not easy. They got a lot. There's a lot of people.
But let me ask you. Yeah, like so, you watched all the Marvel movies?
I think I've seen all of them. There might be one or two missing from. You know, especially the sequel-y ones. Like I never saw the second Venom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I didn't. Well, who's your, like, do you have a favorite Marvel character and then a very least favorite?
Well, I'll tell you, because of Thor Ragnarok, that's sort of, but in general, I've liked Thor, like the first couple Thor movies I didn't love because he wasn't that funny in them. But as soon as he started being funny, across the board in all Marvel things, like when he gained weight at one point, all that stuff.
Oh, that was so great.
Yeah, he really, because that guy's always been, handsome but funny, you know, so I thought they did a really good job of finally leaning into that. And so he sort of became my favorite character just by being the funniest. But yeah. I could talk about this all day, but we've got two other guests.
Bring them on.
And they are both champions returning to battle it out, starting with Kenes Mobley is back. Hello, Kenes.
Hello. I have watched all of the Marvel movies and most of the shows. I think there's like one episode of a show that I haven't seen. I'm such a big dork for that. I could listen to people talk about it for ages.
That's perfect.
They're really great. They're absolutely great movies. I love it.
Well, I'm glad that was your, you know, because did you go into it thinking there was a chance that it wouldn't be for you and it would just be drudgery?
I kind of did. I mean, which is, I guess, a little bit of the reason I hadn't watched them to begin with. I thought they were going to be like cheesy and stupid and I wouldn't be able to get into it or something. And then like the first one I watched, I was like, oh my God, I'm all in. I'm like invested. I'm just like, I'm going to die for these people. They're the greatest fucking people ever. I was so fucking pumped. Like,
right out of the gate with Iron Man, like Robert Downey Jr. really established a tone. Like mm-hmm. he really was like funny, but you know, cynical and also, but also, you know, a hero in his own way.
Yeah.
Speaking of heroes, Kenes, how has it felt being a champion for the past week?
It's felt good. People I know have reached out and said congratulations, and that felt really nice. I mean, I have a degree. Like, I went to film school, so they're like, you're finally using that degree, and I'm like, I am using my degree. So, you know, it's really life affirming. I recommend it for everyone who has the opportunity to do it. Like, winning at something, it's pretty great.
Well, our third guest today has been a returning champ, a dangling champ, if you will, for a few weeks now because of, you know, scheduling issues. She's been very busy with like drive-through lines and stuff, but we're so happy to have you back, Martha Kelly. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, right out of the gate, I want to apologize for bringing shame to the office of Doug Loves Movie Champion. It was super late and it was entirely my fault. So,
well, the listeners, it doesn't affect them at all how late anybody was today. So that's, you know, that's water. That's water under the bridge. My question for you, Martha, is since the last time we spoke a few weeks ago and you walked away with the win, have you had a chance to watch that movie I recommended to you, The Disenchanted?
I heard it sucked.
I have not watched it, and I will say mitigating factors, I started a new antidepressant, and so very hopeful that I will watch more movies now that I'm on an upward trajectory.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Well, you know, and I guess you have to be somewhat careful what movies you watch. I think since you are such a Chipmunk fan, the reason, Jenny, that I recommended this movie to Martha is because there's a character who is a chipmunk, but he turns into a cat So he's a cat that looks like a chipmunk. And I figured that that's the sort of thing that Martha Kelly would appreciate.
I would, and I am gonna, I'm making a second note for myself to watch it.
I'm going to start a countdown calendar. This is very exciting. waiting for the day when this happens, because I think you really, you're good. I think you'll thank me.
I will.
Maybe. I hope so. We'll see. You might be like, that goddamn cat chipmunk was a nightmare.
Oh, hang on just a second, Doug. So, Martha, I'm hearing your voice. You're on Hacks, yes?
Yes, it was season 2.
Absolutely, I know exactly. Okay, I'm like, why do I know that beautiful fucking voice? That's my mom. No, that's my homegirl. No, I'm like, I know your voice. Like, it's like, oh, what? Why do I know this beautiful angelic voice? It's fucking Martha Kelly.
Well, let me blow your mind even further, if you don't mind. She, Martha, is of course a member of the Marvel Universe.
Oh, because, I know, because she was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, she's the tour guide at the Washington Monument.
I remember.
When shit goes down with the elevator, which is one of my greatest fears. When I went to that particular monument, I took the stairs.
I took the stairs. I took a picture of the monument as my wiener. I laid in the grass and did that thing that people do. That was my picture at the Washington Monument.
I didn't know you were canon.
I don't know if it counts as canon if you never come back in any of the sequels. I feel like I don't know how it works.
I think there's one and done characters who are also canon. Well, you know what I mean? You're part of that
world. I like it when they
jump
over. I like it when I see them jump over in the DC universe. Like, fuck you, Marvel. I'm over here now. Like, I've seen.
It happens all over the place.
Willem Dafoe, he just Green Goblin, he just jumped over into a Batman movie.
Yeah, he'll go wherever he wants. Yeah. That Willem Dafoe, there's no slowing him down.
No, no, he will always play that lead rom com character that we love. Just a sweet.
He's a sweetheart. Before we play some intense games with these first competitors today, I would like to ask each of you to recommend a holiday movie that you enjoy and wouldn't mind recommending. We'll start with Kenise. Did you recommend something last week?
I did. Last week, I recommended The Family Stone.
Yes.
And this week, I'm going to recommend, just because I've been watching it since I was a child, A Muppet Christmas Carol, not the original one. I actually know more about A Muppet Christmas Carol than like the Dickens book.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the season. I have a nephew who is 2.5, and he, like myself, will probably get scared at the ghost of Christmas yet to come. I'm so excited.
There's people that will say out loud that it is the best Muppet movie, the Muppet Christmas Carol. And that,
yeah, I'm one of those people.
And that Michael Caine gives like a typical Michael Caine, but Academy Award level performance in the film.
He is a father figure to me based on this movie alone. He's so good in it. He sings in it. It's fantastic.
I can't wait to hear him sing. Well, that is an excellent choice. Thank you for reminding me about it, because it's one I should revisit because I haven't seen it in a second. Martha, I know there's no necessarily, none of the Chipmunks films, or maybe you can correct me. Did any of them take place over the holidays, or any of them Christmas theme?
Yes. Yeah. The first one, the one from, I think, 2005, the very first one is absolutely a Christmas movie. They, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore meet Dave because they live in a tree that gets cut down and brought to a record company as their lobby Christmas tree. So,
right. So that's how they get into the record biz and become recording artists.
Yeah, and then they have a gift exchange with Dave on Christmas morning, and And Alvin gives Dave his own wallet back. So it's very cute.
Why does he have a wallet?
It's really cute.
What animal is the wallet made out of is my question.
Their brother, so Dave.
Is that your recommendation then, Martha, or would you like to recommend a different holiday film?
I will recommend that people go back and see the classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer again, just because it's funny as an adult, parts of it that I missed as a kid, like Yukon Cornelius and the Abominable Snowman, and also the guy, the elf who wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, it's as an adult, it's really, as a kid, you're like, yeah, dentist, that seems like probably be better than making toys. But then as an adult, you're like, what a weirdo that is. You know, he's on top of the world, literally, the North Pole, yeah, just making toys and making people happy. He wants to become an evil dentist.
Yeah, I am a great dentist, and it's really hard each time I see him not to ask him, why do you want to do this?
It's his awful name. It would be crazy if your dentist's name was Herbie.
It actually is Herbie, and he has blonde hair that goes up in a little frosting.
Yeah, he's got a nice little flip there in the front.
Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent recommendation. So it's, you know, it's several minutes shy of feature film length, but it's still, it feels enough like a movie that it deserves to be treated as one. And Jenny, now that you've heard these two suggestions, could you recommend a holiday movie?
You know, I watched that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer last night. It was on CBS. And I have to agree with Martha, that was pretty hilarious to see as an adult, because I didn't realize, like, the moment Rudolph's nose shines, Santa's like, well, we can get that fixed.
But, yeah.
Like, there was no, like, hey, you're cool, buddy, we still support you. It was like, oh, look at this piece of shit. Like, they were not on board with Rudolph. Yeah.
No, and that deer that's like the freaking, you know, like the gym coach or whatever. Right. He's just pure evil.
Gym coach. That was a great one. I tell you what, I love to watch. I think it's a Christmas movie. Is Bad Santa?
Oh yeah.
Every year I watch it on Christmas Eve. Love it. I always love Home Alone, but Bad Santa has always become like my favorite.
Bad Santa's really got something for everybody, I think. It's really, there's a lot happening in Bad Santa. And I'll even watch Bad Santa 2, just stuff the goodwill, the fumes off of Bad Santa, just because I want to spend more time with Billy Bob Thornton being that irascible while dressed as Santa Claus.
Just pissing himself as Santa. I'm like, that's my Santa Claus. That's what I want to see.
I don't think he ever even has padding at any point. He's just like, yeah, I'm just kidding. He's Santa's Claus, just deal with it.
He just looks like a meth addict and just like a fucking pervert. Like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's quite a matchup we have between those three titles to see which one people enjoy the most around the holidays or any time of year. And we're going to play some games. If you don't mind, after this quick break, we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back, and I want to play a game that I just made up. This is a brand new game, and I didn't get a chance to tell my guests before we started recording today that this game, both games today are pretty ridiculous, but this first one is really ridiculous, and I'll just be happy if anybody even... Well, now that I think of it, Kenise does have the paperwork that shows, you know, it's official that she knows a lot about movies, so maybe she will be good at this.
The I make no promises.
Okay, that's fair. The game is called You Do the Math. Are any of the three of you good at math?
I was told there would be no math. And
who are you talking to? saying that shit behind my back.
I want no part of this. Doug, you lied to me. I thought this
you know how much
fun.
I love math. Martha, where are you at in math?
Well, I'm terrible at it, but I did want to let you know that in the squeakquel, Simon does say the line, you do the math, to a high school girl he's trying to flirt with. So
he uses that expression.
He says something.
Or is he actually about to do math?
No, he says you do the math because he's trying to impress her that he doesn't have to go to bed until 10 o'clock at night. It's
right. Yeah. So just crunch the numbers and you know you're dealing with an amazing chipmunk.
Yeah. And I just want to be clear. I'm not telling you because I think it's funny, which obviously it isn't because nobody laughed, but it is relevant because it's the name of the game we're about to play. So
yeah. But also I think you get a lot more quiet laughs than you realize.
Well,
I'm trying not to interrupt by laughing. It's totally, I'm like trying not to laugh.
I have a lot of questions about this human chipmunk relationship, but we'll talk about that off air.
All right.
I'm happy to. It's all I want to talk about.
I will give a movie math equation to one of you, and you just have to figure it out and give me the answer. And if you can't think of it, the next person will get a chance, and then my third guest after that. And if nobody gets these, I nobody should feel bad about it, because there is a lot of math involved.
I wasn't told this.
But you can just guess. So we're going to play another game. The next game is going to be multiple choice, no math, and not even more than two choices. So
I can't wait.
It'll be much more of an ASMR kind of game than this one. But we're going to start with you, Jenny. You get to go first.
Sweet.
Here's the. This is what I want you to figure out: the total number of all of the Ocean's movies. So that, of course, is the
That's four of them.
How much do you think they total if you just add up those numbers?
Oh,
of all the titles.
Oh, the titles. You didn't say that part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were saying like how
the numbers in the Ocean's movies. Yeah, yeah. Number of guys.
I thought you were saying like how
Ocean's
many
Ocean's gang. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they add one each movie after the first Clooney. But
that would be,
just give a guess.
It's 44.
No, Kenise.
42.
No, Martha.
Sorry, I couldn't unmute. I can't answer because I added it. I cheated. I added it on my calculator.
You can use a pen if you want. Yeah, or a calculator. I don't mind that. Okay. Because you have to know, at least you have to know what the numbers would be in the first place.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, is it?
But I'm glad I was using my finger in the air trying to do math.
But I think you both came close. So what's your number, Martha?
I'm going to say it's 44.
So here's where it gets, this one's a trick question, because there was Ocean's 11 starring, Frank Sinatra and all of his boys.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then there was Ocean's 11 with Clooney and Pitt, and then 12 and 13, and then 8.
That's what I was adding.
Sandy Bullock. Yeah,
I wasn't adding in Frank.
Yeah. So Frank,
I forgot about him.
44 was Frankless. That's what I'm saying. Excellent attempts by everybody. Let's try another one. Jenny?
I feel like you set me up to fail. Okay, go ahead.
Jenny, U571 times the number of guns in the title of that Denzel Wahlberg movie. And I know his name's Denzel Washington, and no, that's Mark Wahlberg.
Denzel Wahlberg.
Denzel Wahlberg.
I'm such a fan. I hope he plays Thor next. Yeah.
So this is, you have to take the number of guns in the title of that movie that they did together and multiply it with 571.
And multiply it?
Mm-hmm. I know. Sounds harder than it is.
No, it doesn't. I very strongly disagree with you.
Martha's got a calculator. She's gonna run away with this one.
let Martha go. I've got nothing. I don't know.
About Kenise? What do you think, Kenise?
So I'm like, wait a second. How many guns were there? So I was like, wait, is it 21 guns? But then I was like, wait, that's 21 bridges or something? So I'm like, I'm not looking this up. I'm just genuinely confused. Crap. How many guns are there?
Yeah, that's key to figuring this out, is how many guns there were.
No, it was U571 and then multiply, and then you lost me after that.
And then
I didn't even hear you say anything about the movie. Like, I don't even know what I would have multiplied that with. I have no idea.
Martha?
Can you just say the question again from the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and welcome to I Love... Okay, so it's there's a movie called U571, a stupid war movie, and so the number is 571 times number of guns in the title of the Denzel Washington Mark Wahlberg movie that they appeared in together.
I'm gonna say the number is 0.
Oh, that's fun. That's really fun, but that is incorrect. The movie was called Two Guns.
Okay.
So you just needed 571 times 2, which is 1,142.
Okay. I didn't know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back to you, Jenny.
Oh.
I think you're going to nail this.
There's more math in this.
I feel good about this one for you, Jenny.
I don't know.
I think this one's a perfect fit for you.
This last one lopped my balls off. I have no confidence.
Tell me.
Fire away, Doug. Let's see what we get.
Percentage of whose, the whose that live in Whoville?
Jesus.
Percentage of whose who don't mind when Christmas is taken away?
1.
Only 1% of the whos don't mind.
Yep, that's it. 1.
When Christmas is taken away. That is incorrect.
That's Kenise. It. Sticking with it. 1.
Kenise.
You're wrong.
Because we're specifically talking about whos and we're not including Grinch in the number, maybe nobody's not upset. What? Like, these
You've
are
seen
Christmas
it.
Whos.
You've watched it. Yeah.
They love Christmas. So it's 0%, 0% or chill with this.
Well, let me tell you the question again. Percentage of who's who don't mind when Xmas doesn't happen.
Okay, 0% of who's don't mind because they fucking love Christmas, dude. That's like their whole thing. They have like
yeah,
outfits like in stuff. They're really into Christmas. So I'm gonna say 0%.
So you're saying they love it so much that none of them don't mind when it's taken away.
None of them don't mind is a double negative, therefore saying yeah, that they do ooh, mind. So
yeah,
0% don't mind, so 100% do mind.
Oh, that's some English right there.
Interesting. Percentage of who's who don't mind when Christmas doesn't happen. See, to me, I thought that was 100% because they all don't mind.
None of them minded?
They're all cool with it not happening. That's the premise.
I don't remember that.
That's the point of that's the point of the original television program that they undermined with the feature film. With the feature film, they're all a bunch of greedy weirdos.
Okay, maybe then I just, yeah, like, to me, I remember maybe the feature film where they're like, what the hell? Like, we love Christmas. So, yeah,
no, this question isn't fair because of the feature film television show Divide. So I am eliminating this question from the show and we will edit it from, no, we won't edit it, but back to you, Jenny.
Yes.
Martha, thank you for standing by.
I'm standing by.
Thank you for doing it. Jenny?
Yes.
Number of Paddington movies minus the number of Hocus Pocus movies.
0.
That is correct.
Oh my God. Suck on that shit.
You did it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel good about myself. All right.
2 Paddington movies, 2 Hocus Pocus films. Well done.
Thank you.
Canice.
Yes.
The number of dwarves in Snow White and the Blank Dwarves times the number of Highlanders. Martha, you're up next if Canice doesn't come up with the correct number.
I'm standing by.
I wish I had the bell like on the Scripps spelling bee, that bell that they ring when the person is wrong, or they ring it when they're right. I think they ring it when they're right, but when they're wrong, it's just silence.
Or they could do that womp, womp, womp.
They want you to just sit in your failure. So I got it wrong?
Yeah.
How many dwarves are there? There's 7, right?
Yeah, what's your number?
I thought it was 7 because there could Highlander. There can be only one, and so there's
that
like,
is correct. That is
okay,
correct.
Thank God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got lost babbling about other things. I just wasn't following the plot. But you were.
I was legitimately stressing out. Like, okay, yeah. Wait, have I forgotten math?
Yeah. No, you're right. There can be only one Highlander, and there were 7 dwarves. So you are correct.
Phew.
Martha, here's your chance to get in this game.
All right.
Apollo blank plus the number of Toy Story movies. So it's the number in Apollo blank and then the number of Toy Story movies.
Okay. I think I could be wrong, but I think there are 4 Toy Story movies and it's Apollo 13, so 17.
Thank you for showing your work. And that is correct.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
You did it.
Oh my God, we were all winners, y'all. That
all
felt
winners,
real good.
But now we have a 3-way tie.
Wow.
Just for this game, it doesn't matter who wins this game because we still got another game to play. And the winner of this game just gets to go first in the next game. So, Jenny,
yep.
You'll win this game and be a half champion if you can tell me, if you can fill in the blank. Jennifer Garner is blank going on 30.
13.
That is correct.
Thank you.
You did it.
Yeah.
Come on. He was 13. I don't know if that's a hard question or not, but we also did have to settle the tie somehow. So Jenny Johnson, first time player going into the next game in the leadoff pole position, if you will.
Yeah.
We'll do that right after this. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. Such an exciting game today. You Do the Math was such a hit with everybody. I can't wait to never play that game again.
I loved it. I'll never stop talking about it.
Oh, okay, good. Get the word out about You Do the Math.
And
you know, I'm gonna steal that moment where the chipmunk says You Do the Math. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna watch that entire film. I'm gonna watch all of the films to find that one moment. You said it was in the first one, right, Martha?
I'm 99% sure. It's in the squeakquel.
The squeakquel.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. That's what you said. Yes. Okay. So I'm gonna watch the squeakquel, find that quote, and make it my ringtone. Okay. So, this next game we're gonna play to determine a winner today. Kenesha and Martha both showed up today, champions, but one or both of them can walk away. No longer holding that title. And we're going to play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Holiday Edition.
Oh, damn.
I'll say a tagline from a motion picture. And then I'll give you two options. And you tell me which one that movie is the tagline for.
Okay.
Yeah. Jenny's going to go first. I'm going to switch the order around from there. We're going to go to Martha and then to Kenise. And, you know, if you miss it, you don't get the point. And we move on to the next player and they get a brand new tagline to guess.
Okay.
Starting with Jenny. The tagline is science fun fiction at its height! Exclamation point. Science fun fiction at its height. That's the tagline for either Santa Claus Conquers the Martians from 1964 or 8-Bit Christmas from 2021, starring Neil Patrick Harris.
I think it's the 8-Bit Christmas one.
You're going 8-Bit Christmas?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
It is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Well, I only saw one of those, so I just
a terrific movie if you like movies that are not terrific. If you want a holiday movie that's just weird and strange, it's a bunch of people, a bunch of Martians get mixed up with Santa Claus. I don't know if conquers is really the right word for what happens here. I don't think Santa Claus, like, you know, takes control of all the Martians or anything like that. But who's the famous person in it? I think Linda Blair is in it. I think a young Linda Blair.
She's always known for her loving warm roles.
Yeah, I think a young Linda Blair plays a green-faced
person who spits.
Martian who gets conquered by Santa. Oh no, that sounds terrible. Attila.
Well,
the
that
Hun
sounds about like my Christmas when I go back home to Texas. So that's going to be about the same thing.
You, the conquering happens.
Yeah, it's my mom. Conquering? Yeah, that's part of it.
How come that's not a movie yet? That's a fun title, The Conquering.
The Conquering, a Christmas movie, The Conquering.
The Conquering at Christmas. When my Christmas got conquered. Okay, so Jenny, sorry about that. You missed that one, but we'll be back to you in a second.
Okay.
Martha?
Doug,
do you think? Yes?
I just wanted to tell you I've seen Santa Claus Conquers the Martians multiple times as a kid, and they sing a song called Hooray for Santa Claus for some reason.
It's a catchy song.
That? Yeah. So yeah. And they can push a button and a glass of chocolate milk appears. That made it a great movie as a kid.
There were just enough things like that interspersed throughout, and then lots of commercials for sugary cereals that kept me on board, definitely, as a child. And do you think I was right about Linda Blair, or do you think it's some other child actress?
I can't remember. It sounds like it could be her because I'm remembering. Yeah, but it's been a long time since.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a lot of money on it, but you know, I definitely think it would do well in a pub quiz. All right, Martha. Here's your tagline.
Okay.
You can't re-gift family. You can't re-gift family. And I'm sorry this one didn't go to Kenise because the options are the Family Stone or Love the Coopers. Hmm. Both starring Diane Keaton. Family Stone was 2005, Love the Coopers 2015. Which one do you think that tagline comes from, Martha?
I've seen the Family Stone a lot and I love it, but shit. I'm going to say Love the Coopers.
Because you love Family Stone so much?
Well, because I know that that Kenise recommended it last time. And so I can't believe you would ask a question that she would know the answer to right out of the gate. In other words, I think it's a trick question. It's not, oh boy.
Oh, damn.
I mean, I think of it as you going, oh, you'll think it's the Family Stone because you recommended it, but actually it's Love the Coopers. That's my logic, and I'm probably wrong.
So you're going with Love the Coopers?
Yeah. Sorry.
That is correct.
Ooh, get it, Martha.
I think the clue in there might be, and correct me if I'm wrong, Family Stone was from all the way back in 2005. So I'm thinking maybe re-gifting wasn't as common of an expression.
Yeah.
Back then, whereas Love the Coopers, they were all about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And they threw out that they wanted to say you can't re-gift cancer, but nobody was responding to that. Because somehow 10 years apart, Diane Keaton is in two different families where she's dying. Like it's kind of the same movie, but different. So I get them confused all the time.
She's like the Barbara Hershey of holiday movies. She's dies and everything.
Yeah.
I saw Diane Keaton in person walking across. I saw Diane Keaton in person passing in a hallway, and she was luminous. This is just a few years ago.
Okay. In a hat.
Was she wearing gloves?
Yeah, hat and gloves.
No, and it wasn't even a showbiz setting. It was just an office building, and she walked by. She looked great.
All right. She's
probably like the CEO of a financial company, and we don't even know it. Like, she just does.
Yeah.
We don't know what Diane Keaton does.
She's up to some shit.
She's up to some, we don't know.
Yeah. All right, Kenise.
All right, let's do this.
This one's all about you. The tagline is "We're back!" Exclamation point. And the question is that the tagline for Gremlins or Gremlins 2, The New Batch?
We're back, I would guess. Gremlins 2, The New Batch, which honestly, one of the underrated movies. It has a musical number. It has like smart gremlins. It has sexy gremlins. It has it all. And if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Even if it's not the answer, I still think Gremlins 2 is great.
Yeah, and it's got the, you know, it's got the great talking, the one gremlin that figures out how to talk.
Yes.
And it's voiced by the late, great Tony Randall.
Wait, so have y'all ever seen the Key and Peele sketch of them talking about making Gremlins 2?
Yes. And that's funny too.
That's one of the funniest sketches ever. And they just like, it seems like such a ridiculous thing. And it's like, nope, that's exactly how the gremlins were made. It's like, it's like lightning gremlin, bug gremlin, like lady gremlin, googly eyed gremlin.
No, they really do just, you know, oh, look, the one with the mohawk. Let's call him.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your answer, Kanice. You're going with the Gremlins.
I'm sticking with that. Yes.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, this was a trick question because when they re-released Gremlins, that was the tagline, "We're back."
That's so mean, and before, I'm personally hurt.
Before Gremlins 2 ever even happened, this all went down. Yeah, it was a very mean trick question.
Ouch.
And I apologize, and I hope we can move forward.
I don't really see how y'all can rebuild from this, but
You know, Jenny, it's you and I are on thin ice as well. So let's see what happens next.
I'm just poking this whole thing.
Jenny, this is another tough one.
Oh shit!
Here's the catchphrase: "Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Now I want eyeballs." Doesn't even make sense. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Now I want eyeballs. Like, I don't know. So it's an exchange program or something. One of those like white elephant things.
Yeah.
So
it's in Beverly Hills. Like,
your options are, was that the remake of Black Christmas from 2006 or the remake of Black Christmas from 2019?
Read me that tagline one more time.
"Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Now I want eyeballs." Doesn't make any sense.
It's so stupid. I'm like, is it 2019 stupid? Or
is it 2006 stupid?
The original, I don't know. I'm going to go 2006 stupid.
1974.
Yeah, let's just go with 2006. I don't know.
You're going 2006?
Yeah, why not?
I like that answer personally, but I have to check with the judges. That is correct.
Oh my god, I got it.
2006. You're on the board, Jenny. It's all coming together. But now Martha gets another shot. Martha?
Yes.
What movie had the tagline, "Have yourself a scary little Christmas"? Was it Black Christmas from 2019 or Black Christmas from 1974?
I'm gonna say Black Christmas from 2019.
Okay. Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
Took me a while to reach for the incorrect buzzer. Yeah, that's from the 1974 original. The OG Black Christmas was "Have Yourself a Scary Little Christmas." But we still have a tie between Martha and Jenny, and now it's Kanice's turn. Kanice.
Yes.
Which movie had the tagline, "Disaster is a small step away"? Was it The Holiday with Cameron Diaz? Or Mr. Bean's Holiday with Mr. Bean?
What the hell?
Disaster's a small step away. The Holiday or Mr. Bean's Holiday?
I don't work in marketing, tagline, Disaster's a small step away, I don't think worked well for either of those movies. Although, if we're saying like, okay, it's like, on a personal level, yes, Mr. Bean causes nightmares and disasters wherever he goes. So I'm going to go with Mr. Bean, even though The Holiday is like, I mean, it's a compelling film. I like it. I watch it every year. But so, like, yeah, Mr. Bean. I'm going to go Mr. Bean.
Right? But, you know, disaster is a small step away. You only have to step out of your house to have a snowdrift fall on your head.
Yeah, you don't have to go all the way to the UK and, like, sleep with Jude Law to have a disaster. You don't have to do that. That, like, extra steps aren't necessary. So, yeah, Mr. Bean, because he will cause a disaster, probably.
That is correct. Mr. Bean's holiday.
Thank goodness. I was like, what the
disaster.
Hell?
I just want to listen to that process over and over of Kenise coming to that answer. That was the greatest journey I've ever taken. Thank you, Kenise.
Another one from Mr. Bean that I wanted to use. Mr. Bean's holiday also had the tagline. I guess it's a picture of Mr. Bean and somebody else, but the tagline was just, one of these two people has a brain the size of a peanut. And I didn't think anyone would confuse the holiday with that, because I don't know.
That'd be pretty mean, yeah.
Who would be peanut-brained in that movie? Kate Winslet, I guess?
Black. Not to be mean, Black, but yeah. It would absolutely, his character makes the least sense of anyone in that movie. Okay.
Yeah, he's a little shoehorned, unfortunately. All right, so Kenise got that one right, so guess what? We've got a three-way tie. This is so exciting. But Martha... Mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me, Jenny is up now. Jenny, it's your turn.
Okay.
If you get this one right, you win the whole shebang, the whole day. You can walk around with your head up high as a champion.
Whoa.
If you miss it, we'll have to do another one.
That's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. Okay.
The tagline is, what the dickens have they done to Scrooge? And the options are Scrooge from 1970 or Scrooged starring William Murray.
I'm going to go with Scrooge starring William Murray.
You like that one? For what the dickens have they done to Scrooge?
Yeah, that sounds like something that would happen to old Billy Boy. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
It was Scrooge. And what the dickens did have they done? They just meant they made it a musical.
Oh, it's like, set me up to fail. You
made it a musical. Well, the thing is, when you say I say you have to fail, keep in mind, I don't know who these are going to be, who's going to fail with these.
I don't know
what order anybody's going to end up answering in. But that means... that we have to do one more to settle this thing. And so, Martha, you're up.
I'm up.
If you get this right, Martha, you are a winner today. If you get this wrong, our winner is Kenise. Either way, a returning champion is taking this thing home. And thank you to Jenny Johnson for being here.
And I just want to tell you both good luck. And we're all counting on you.
Now you got to do like Leslie Nielsen in Airplane and say it again.
That was it. I want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Who did I say was going for? Oh, Kenise. I mean, no, Martha. Excuse me, Martha. Martha, you got to answer this one. Okay. The tagline is, the ultimate battle between naughty and nice. Is that the tagline from Eight Crazy Nights or The Hebrew Hammer?
Ooh, The Hebrew Hammer.
That is your final answer, Hebrew Hammer?
That is my final answer.
That is incorrect. It's Eight Crazy Nights. I don't know. The ultimate battle between naughty and nice just feels like they're just trying to appeal to people who aren't Jewish. Which feels a little odd for an approach on that movie, but I guess it worked. Eight Crazy Nights was a big hit, and Kenise Mobley once again is our winner. Congratulations, Kenise! How do you feel about winning like that?
Thank you. Winning by default is honestly the easiest way to win, and I highly recommend it. it feels really good. I think I'm going to send this to my professors from film school to say, you did a good job. This has affirmed me on a base level, and I hope that my mother's listening.
Excellent. And you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to plug?
Okay, so I would like to plug my album, Follow-Up Question, which came out this Friday, and you should definitely give it a listen. But also, just, you know, I do shows around New York and lots of places. So, like, check out my website, KeniseMobley.com, for show dates and stuff.
Thanks, Kenise.
Thank you.
Martha Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to plug, Martha?
I don't want to plug anything because I'm not doing anything between now and January except being on Twitter and having a nervous breakdown. I guess I could plug that. I'm Martha Kelly 3 on Twitter, and
Yeah. Send Kelly some nice messages. I'm Martha Kelly, not Kelly. Yeah.
You can send them to Kelly. There's probably a bunch of Kellys out there who would love it.
Kelly, comma Martha wants your support out there on Twitter. It's rough, but I think you'll make it, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Jenny Johnson, first time guest on the show, and I think it went great. How do you feel, Jenny?
I don't feel great about my math.
Yeah, but
you kind of brought up some old shit. It was a little bit triggering for me because I'm not, that was never my thing. And I was told there'd be no math, but no, it was fun. And I was pleasantly surprised that Martha and Kenise were on here too. I didn't even know that.
Well, next time you come back, I'll tell you right now that there's a 0 to 1% chance that there will be no math.
Oh, fantastic. But that's a lot of math that you just gave me. So
I just did another one that was very confusingly worded on purpose. But thank you, Jenny. Would you like to plug anything?
Yeah. Follow me on, Twitter and Instagram, Jenny Johnson, High 5, HEI number 5. I'll be doing shows in San Jose January 28th through the 26th or 28th. When does this come out, by the way?
Tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, then get tickets to my show at the Hollywood Improv this Wednesday at 8:30. It's me and my buddy Maddie Fontana have a show, a monthly show there. So yeah, come get tickets. Nice. We got good people. So come see us.
All right. Very good. I am going to be doing, as already mentioned, the big Largo Holiday Spectacular, 8 Guests of Hanukkah on Sunday, December 18th. And Doug Lowe's Movies is also coming to San Diego, San Francisco. I've got stand-up shows coming up in San Francisco and Irvine. All that stuff can be found at douglowesmovies.com. Thank you once again to my guests, Jenny Johnson, Kenise Mobley, and Martha Kelly. And as always, that's very generous, sir. A half day off once the building is operational. Thank you, sir.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.